Hi, this is Jane Cravens, and what you are listening to right now is a podcast. It was produced on April 12, 2006. A podcast is, well, it's just an audio file, and you make the file available for others to listen to, usually via your website. They download the file and listen to it via a computer or a portable audio player, such as an iPod. If you are listening to this, then you already have all that you need to listen to a podcast: a computer with internet access and a sound card, as well as software that can play audio files. Many people are using podcasts to create their own radio programs, featuring music, political views, sports commentary, their own poetry, singing — I'm not going to sing right now — interviews with friends and family. But what about nonprofits and NGOs? Do podcasts really have any value for them? Yes, they do. But don't get too caught up in the podcast hype. Podcasts are just another way for a nonprofit to get its message out. A nonprofit organization can use a podcast to create an audio message from the executive director to thank supporters, to present an interview with a key member of the organization, to present the voices of those you serve, to present a recent speech by a key member of your organization, or even to offer a short public service announcement. If you're going to start producing podcasts, then think of ways to do it strategically. Don't record speeches just for the sake of having a podcast. Think about how you want your audience to find value in your podcasts. How will the podcast support your organization's mission? How will the content be relevant to your target audience? And who is your target audience? You have to answer all of these questions first before you start producing podcasts, if you want them to be successful and in any way valuable. One of the things to keep in mind is that most people listen to podcasts while doing other things. That means their full attention probably will not be on what you are saying. So think about repeating your message during the podcast, and reinforce the message from your podcast in other ways, via your website, your newsletter, at face-to-face events, and so forth. You need to have clear, clean audio and very understandable voices. Encourage people participating in a podcast to speak slowly and to enunciate clearly, and to practice. It's okay to rehearse a podcast. I rehearsed this one. Have scripts, or at least written prompts, to reduce long silences and repeated uses of the word, you know, or It's fine to be casual and spontaneous, but no one likes to listen to dead air or unintelligible speech. Think about why some radio interviews sound great and some flounder. The same is true of podcasts. Also, you need to have a transcript of your podcast available on your website. The transcript is for those who can't listen because they have a hearing impairment or because they lack the equipment. There's also people who really do not like to listen to podcasts, and they will not get your message unless you provide a text version as well. Once you are podcasting, you need to survey your target audience. Are they listening? When are they listening? Why are they listening? What have they liked and what have they not liked? Do they have recommendations for your podcast? Without soliciting and measuring feedback, you might as well be talking to the air. Before creating your own podcast, listen to podcasts or radio interviews and think about what you like or don't like about them. You need to understand things from the listener's perspective and keep that in mind when you're producing your podcast. Also, think realistically about how often your organization can produce a podcast. I'm going to repeat that. Think realistically about how often your organization can produce a podcast. You need to brainstorm possible subjects and set dates for recording and broadcast, and open up the possibility of producing a podcast to all of your staff and volunteers. Don't limit the producers to only your marketing staff. To record a podcast, you need software on your computer that allows you to record audio files and a microphone. For this, my first podcast, I'm using a free program called Audacity. I think I got it when I bought an adapter for my headset. You can download Audacity for free from the internet. It's available for both Macs and IBM clone PCs. Or, if you have a newer computer, you probably have software already loaded on your machine that will allow you to record an audio file and save it as an MP3. And by the way, I'm using an old Macintosh computer, a Lime iBook I bought in 2001. It's running system 9.2.2. And it's just another example of how you don't need the latest and greatest software and hardware to be cutting edge. You really do not have to be a tech whiz to produce a podcast. I threw this podcast together that you're listening to now in about an hour. However, thinking through the content and writing the content, that took a lot longer. Now, this obviously was not the most exciting podcast in the world. There's a slight buzz in the background from my iBook, and I have no background music, I have no sound effects, and I don't have a special guest star. You're going to hear much, much better ones as you start sampling other podcasts for yourself. The point of this wasn't to wow you, but to help you realize that podcasting is really not that difficult. If I can do it, you can do it. The problem isn't so much the technology as the content. People are going to listen to your podcast only if you offer them something really worth listening to. For more tips on podcasting for nonprofits, including very detailed tips on software options, broadcast options, encoding your files, publicizing your podcast, allowing others to broadcast your podcast, and on and on and on, visit TechSoup.org. That's TechSoup.org. Look for an article called Podcasting, A New Voice on the Net. It's by Michael Gowan, and it provides all of the many, many techie details about podcasting that I don't. And you can read the transcript of this podcast at coyotecommunications.com. That's coyotecommunications.com. This is Jane Cravens, recording from outside Bonn, Germany. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiedersehen.